Jessica, thank you for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We're starting off with news on redistricting, and you all at the Alamogordo Daily News were able to talk with some local state senators in the area to get their thoughts. What can you tell us?
Correct. So we spoke to both Senator Ron Griggs, and who represents District 34, and District 33 State Senator Bill Burt. Now, both gentlemen, their districts are part of Alamogordo, or Alamogordo is part of their district. Now, both gentlemen said that this was an interesting time to actually hold a special session, being it's so close to the holidays, but they felt that the length of the special session means that they were able to connect more with residents and citizens to get comments about how they feel about this process, one, but also the maps presented as part of the redistricting committee's work. Now, what we know is that they are both in Santa Fe at the moment, and there will be a lot still happening in this process.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for that update. I want to move on and talk about an issue that we've heard so much about during this pandemic, and that has to do with how local businesses have been impacted during COVID-19. Now, you all were able to speak with some folks in Alamogordo who own businesses.
Correct. So Alamogordo Daily News reporter Nicole Maxwell went out and talked to some Main Street businesses late last week. And what she garnered from those conversations is that although times are still tough, these business owners are saying that people are coming back to their storefronts. People are coming back out to shop local, that residents and tourists are really conscious about spending those economic dollars locally with them. And they are really saying that the economic environment for them is looking up. Now, Roadrunner Emporium, which is on New York Avenue, the owner there said that they have seen 300% more foot traffic, and all of that foot traffic has resulted in purchases going up. Another local store owner over at Victoria's says that people are coming in through their door, they're browsing, they're spending money there every day, and that has really made a difference not only to them but to fellow shop owners up and down Main Street and other entrepreneurs in the Otero County region.
Okay, thank you so much for that story. I want to move on, and let's end with a fun story that starts with a literacy challenge and ends with a local principal kissing a pig?
Correct. So our hat off to Sunset Hills Elementary School Principal Catherine Diaz, who kept her word and kissed the pig. Now, she challenged her students to read 10,000 books as part of the Public Education Department's Literacy Challenge, and they met that goal. And Principal Diaz kept her word, and she kissed a pig. Now, the pig, well, she kissed him on his head, right? So the pig was provided by Enchanted Valley Rescue, and their employee, Haven Meredith, held this lovely little piglet while the principal tuckered up and gave it a kiss.
Kids these days are really stepping it up when it comes to reading challenges. I was just ready to read a bunch of books for a small personal pan pizza.
Well, you know, I think that she's a beloved principal, and I think it was just a moment of, this sounds like fun. I think we can do this. And it's really, yes, you're right, a motivation. And I believe that they are thinking of repeating the challenge for another year, not necessarily for the same prize, which is the kissing of a pig, but definitely to keep these kids motivated.
Thanks, Jessica.